Welcome to another episode of China Match Podcast with me, your host, Iyana, bringing you new episodes every Wednesday at 8 p.m. on ChinaMatch.com and China Match Podcast on all podcast platforms. So go ahead and roll up. Welcome back to another episode of China Match Podcast with me, your host, Iyana. And today I'm joined by Sam. Do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, Sam?
All right. My name is Sammy D, and I am so high right now. So anything that I say or do, I am not accountable for.
Don't hold you to it.
Mm-mm. Those that know me know I don't smoke. But I support trying to match.
Thank you. I appreciate all the support, because you do not have to smoke to be a part of China Match. If you would like to be a guest and come on and talk and share your creative arts or your music or your business, you do not have to come on here and smoke. So we're going to talk about your passions and purpose and finding out how to discover your passions.
Right.
I know for me, I'm like one of those people where my mom called me like a jack of all trades kind of thing, where if I get interested in something or I want to do something, I'll just figure it out and do it and I'll just be good at it. But most of the times it's things that I really don't even care about, or I'll start it and just lose interest in it real quick. So I know I had like some trouble trying to figure out exactly, you know, what I like and what I want to be for like my life, like how I want to move into that. And like I was saying earlier, I feel like you are good to talk about this with, because I see you doing your creative things. If you want to, you know, talk about that.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Some people are born creative, mm-hmm. and others kind of either find out things by mistake, or they just come across something that they really have a passion for. Mm-hmm. But either way, I believe it should be nurtured regardless of what others might think, right? So if you're a parent and your child like has a love for toilet bowls, I wouldn't be like, you know, keep your hands out of there. That's disgusting. You know, it'd be like, you try to figure out, like, why do my child, like, love toilet bowls so much? Because that love, you never know what it could, you know, you're looking at the surface of it, like, damn, he likes this shitty toilet bowl.
Look at your nasty butt.
Right.
All them germs. Mm-hmm.
He could grow up to be the person that invents, like, a whole new toilet bowl that's going to change the world.
I love this example.
Mm-hmm. Because as people, no matter how stressed or what we got going on with us, we could always find peace on the toilet bowl.
I mean, that's true.
So you see how important something that we think is a place to shit, mm-hmm. is really like a temple. Mm-hmm. Right? But that child has that love for this toilet bowl. You don't mm-hmm. know what that love could grow into.
Yeah.
Right. So you should nurture it, as opposed to, well,
trying to stop it
or push your
opinion
and your dreams onto that child. Like, mm-hmm. well, I always wanted to make it to the NFL. Mm-hmm. Do you really expect the child that loves toilet bowls to make the NFL? It's certain water things boy. Just right. It just doesn't work out. And as parents, you should try to like see the little, you know, see things that your child picks up on, you know, as opposed to things that you want them to pick up on.
Mm-hmm. Now, like, I don't have kids or anything like that, but I have a lot of nieces and nephews. So I have a niece, my oldest niece, she really loves video games. And she's really starting to get into anime. So, you know, my mama, born in the 60s, is not with the games and don't, you know, like, she play games and stuff like that. Let me not say that. Like, she bought our first PlayStation and Nintendo, and she would be on there playing. But she didn't see it as a means of like an outlet to for like a passion that can grow into like a career or anything like that. So, you know, now people are video game creators and developers and graphic designers and things like that. So, and I would just let her know, like, you know, if she want to be on the game, that could be a way that she may end up turning that into something else. Like, we don't know. We just got to figure out how to find these things that they're interested in and how to nurture it or how to expand on that.
Right. And, like, the thing is, lack of knowledge or ignorance can also be such a hindrance, because they have scholarships for playing video games now.
Yeah.
Right?
Tournaments.
And that wasn't available 5 years ago, 3 years ago. So now you can actually allow your kids to get good at video games because it could pay for their tuition.
And everything else.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you just got to keep an open mind. Right? What I was saying, like, naturally, some people, you just know they got it.
Yeah.
Right. When a kid just, he's like tapping keys on the piano, then, you know, it starts to like, he starts to put the notes together. You're like, well, how the hell did he know, you know, that go with that? So you kind of know, like, when a kid starts dribbling a basketball at 3 years old on his own, you know automatically. And those are more so like the geniuses. Right.
What do you call those things?
Savant.
What's the other word I'm looking for? And I cannot think of what that word is, but it doesn't matter. It's whatever at this point. Prodigy. Ha! That's what it is. Figured it out. Bang, bang, bang. But yes. So, you know, some people could be a prodigy, but even then, sometimes things in your life may happen to where that shifts and then you become interested in something else, and now that becomes like your passion.
Right.
Like, I love animals. I love animals. And I thought that I was gonna be a vet, that I was gonna go in there and save all these animals' lives, and I was just gonna do it, have my own practice. But then I realized that being a vet, you also have to see animals that are hurt, that come in wounded, bleeding, abused. Sometimes you may have to put some to sleep because they old or they sick or, you know, a number of things to where negative things happen inside these hospitals. And I don't want to do that. Like, I had a chihuahua, and my sister was trying to do a pull-up on, like, one of the bars you put just in, like, your door, over the door frame. Mm-hmm. And she fell right on top of him. And his I still have, like, the x-ray DVD and everything. He broke 3 of his toes in his paw.
Oh, my God.
And you know how small a chihuahua is.
He didn't die?
No. No. She stepped on, like, his foot. Like, he was right under there. So, she tried to, like, and then ended up, like, just stepping on his foot. So, 3 of his little toes, if his foot, like, not even his foot, like, 3 of his toes were broke. And just seeing him in so much pain, I was like, oh my God, my baby, my dog, oh my God, no. Upset. I was so upset that he was hurting in pain. So, I'm like, at that point, I was like, yeah, I know for sure this not for me. And then I ended up working at a grooming salon and a dog, like, daycare service thing. And so the groomers are in there with the dogs. They accidentally, like, clipping the dogs. They bleeding. It was one incident where I was working. This was the last place that I worked at, the last salon I worked at. It was just getting out of hand. Where one of the groomers was getting upset with one of the dogs because she wasn't turning right and she kept moving every time he tried to, like, you know, cut around her face and different things like that, like most dogs do.
Yeah.
And somehow the dog eye popped out. It was a Shih Tzu, and they already have eye problems.
Right.
But we don't know what he did in the room. We were all downstairs, and then he came down and, like, was asking for help from somebody. And then they both came back downstairs and was like, okay, so the doggy, he was like, the doggy eye popped out, but I put it back in. It's okay. Mm-hmm. He was like, I just need you to call their parents and let them know. And I'm freaking out. I'm like, the eye popped out. Like, is the dog okay? Is the eye on the ground? Like, what do you mean the eye just popped out? Like, because in my head, I'm thinking it's an eyeball rolling around on the floor. Like, I'm freaking out. I'm thinking there's blood everywhere. I'm like, what happened? What do you mean called the parents? What do you mean you put it back in? You're not a doctor. Like, right. What the freak? Like, I am freaking out. So I knew that what I assumed or what I thought my passion would be mm-hmm. was not it. Based on, like, real world things that was happening that I would have been in, like, scenarios I would have been in if I would have, you know, gone down that path.
Right. And that's, I believe, is an extremely important thing is the real world aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's important, but it's also important to do whatever makes you happy.
Very true.
Right. And that's what bothers me is when I see people that tend to worry about what others think,
mm-hmm.
how others feel, and not about how they feel.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's like majority of society anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could be talking about this right now, and it could still be things that I still kind of, you know, be worried about how what people feel.
Yeah.
Like, if I go outside right now in my drawers, I'll be like, damn, you know, my thighs, you know, are they scraping together? You know, it's just certain things that, you know, I'm still like,
mm-hmm.
you know, not fully 100 where, you know, somebody that be like, I don't give a fuck. Like,
mm-hmm.
and I seen some people like that. I admire them.
Yeah.
Right? I have been to like a nude beach
where. Yeah, you gotta tell me about that.
98% of the people have no business being nude,
mm-hmm.
right? But they're like free. Well, it wasn't really nude. It was like topless in like Europe, but it was still disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And but it was just that freedom where people was like, you know what? There's no restrictions here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just letting these titties out.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking like there should be restrictions.
Like, you ain't... Mm-mm.
Yeah, like, no, don't let them titties out. No more.
So what do you think the first step is to get into that point where you just don't care what other people think?
For one, it takes real life experiences, right? It takes growth mm-hmm. from your experiences, and then it takes time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could reach a point in your life where it's like, I really don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And as people get older, it's the less and less of them fucks that are left.
I feel that. Uh-huh.
But if you could be... No, it's still some young folks that, yeah. you know, are like, they walk their own path. They're mostly kind of weird. But that's them not giving a fuck.
Yeah.
Right?
You can be like 100% like yourself.
Right.
Like,
right.
I feel like some of that too comes, like, one of the first steps have to be 100% self-acceptance and mm-hmm. self-love. Because in order to really go out there and do you, you got to be happy with you.
Right.
And not really care what other people think to where anybody else's opinion would shape your view or shape, like how you move kind of thing, you know?
Right. But you know, there's still a balance though, right?
Definitely.
Everything in life has a balance. Mm-hmm. So you could do you, but certain situations you can't do you, mm-hmm. right? So say if you're obsessed with piercings,
mm-hmm.
right? You doing you fully is 13 piercings in your face.
Yo, have you seen that video of the black girl and she has all of these piercings all over her face and stuff? Have you
mm-hmm. seen that? I haven't seen it. But yeah. that ties into my example.
Mm-hmm.
13, 15 piercings on your face. That's you being who you want to be and being as free as you want to be mm-hmm. and not giving a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
but your job give a fuck. Mm-hmm. Right? So unless you find a job that accepts you being you 100%, that's the only way you could survive. Unless you want to be yourself and still struggle.
Or what if they are so much into the piercings that they figure out that that's a passion of theirs and open up like a tattoo shop or open up their own little dog walking business or something like that. I don't know. I'm just talking.
I feel like that fits. Yeah. No, it fits. Their job fits what they love and do. Mm-hmm. But how many success stories are those, right? It's you're going, you know, uphill with them little sketches with the wheels on the bottom. Mm-hmm. You know them little... I just thought about that because I want a pair. You know, you can slide. You know, you can walk and all of a sudden you just tap your heels and you slide. Bop.
Heelys.
Like, that's the name of them?
I used to have some. I did. They was now them thing. Them shoes was clunky and heavy as heck.
Because they had wheels in the bottom.
Because first of all, they had to be sturdy enough to have the wheels in there, and be sturdy enough to balance you off on these wheels. Them things were some heavy shoes, and that's probably why I don't like wearing big shoes now. I really don't like wearing shoes.
Gotta get a pair if they come in my size.
I'm sure they do.
What size you wear? I wear nine.
Yeah, they come in your size. Yeah, they come in your size.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go to Amazon soon as we get done with this.
Get that on Amazon. Yeah,
they better.
See, right. Somebody decided that somebody wanted to walk and then go into skating.
Walk and slide at the same time. That's a passion.
Why you think we got skate rinks? Cascade.
But back to people being themselves. Mm-hmm. I remember the first time.
Okay.
I seen Dragon Con.
Yeah.
And then attended Dragon Con. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn, this is one of the most touching. It was touching to me.
Really?
Not like somebody touching me. It was like it emotionally. Because I was like, man, I never seen so many people free. Mm-hmm. Literally, everybody's free.
Yes.
They're being...
I love it.
They're being whatever character they want to be. Whatever...
Inhibition.
I told me it was... Well, it was inhibitions because you can't get nasty until like 2 a.m. Like, you know, that's when shit started smelling a little funny. And, you know, you'd be like... I don't know who cook making tacos at 2 a.m, but I don't want these tacos.
Seeing a Hisaka over there trying to hook up with a goon. Like, bro, what are y'all doing?
It's pretty nasty. Mm-hmm.
With Sailor Moon over there with a Pikachu.
Yeah, after 2 a.m.
Like, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Right.
I don't want to see that. I don't even want to see that.
Jedis with lightsabers.
Like, I went
to... What y'all doing with those sabers?
I always wanted to go to Dragon Con, but... I don't know. I always end up missing it. And it's like, if I go, I want to be in full attire. Like, I'm one of those start doing cosplay. But I couldn't go this year. But last year, when it was going on, I ended up going to some of the events. Mm-hmm. Like, Joystick, they had a, like, session to one of the little bars downtown Atlanta over there by Hooters, I think. And they had a set up there. So people was in there with their, like, you know, in full cosplay, all their costumes, and we in there playing video games. I have a video. I'll post it, too. When this episode comes, I'll post it. But I have a video of me playing one of the arcade games, and a dude walks up and, like, full get up and plays with me. I'm like, oh, what's up? Hello. Like, I was over here, you know, minding my business, playing one player. But, sure, let's shoot these people. Let's shoot together.
Right. And then, mm-hmm. But see, it's people being themselves.
Yes.
But then the other half of it is being accepted. Mm-hmm. Being themselves, right?
Yeah.
Because if, you know, say if we go to Cleveland Avenue, right, and I'm dressed like fucking...
Kilua.
Who?
Kilua. He from Hunter Hunter.
What is that?
Kilua, you know. Luffy from One Piece.
Is that the bald head thing?
Who?
Kilo what?
Kilo Y?
Uh-huh.
Mm-mm. Oh. Now he got hair.
Okay, yeah. I thought it was another bald head character.
He's but say, One Piece dude.
Say if I'm dressed like SpongeBob.
Okay.
Or something. Mm-hmm. You know how much issue I'll catch out there? Like, from everybody? Like, you know.
At this point, I just walk past mine. He, ain't. Hey.
Right.
He don't, you, and it's crazy because you, usually when you see people being quote-unquote different or doing their own thing, like, if they want to wake up and decide to dress up as SpongeBob that day, people will deduce that to, oh, he on some. Something wrong with him. Yeah. Like, something got to be wrong with you to do what you want to do. Mm. Now, I ain't going to lie. You know, some people, you know, they are on some stuff. You know, they right. change their, you know, levels right. or whatever. But, right. yeah, like, you can.
Right. Another example is when I used to work downtown is Baton Bob. You ever seen Baton Bob?
I've seen so many of them people.
Oh, no. This is probably the original, right? It was only one that I ever seen, like, every day.
No, not, I'm just saying, like, in general, like, it's so many different, like, quote-unquote characters downtown. Like, the lady
that... Oh, you don't know Baton Bob,
I don't think then. I know Baton Bob.
Okay. Let me tell you Baton Bob. Mm-hmm. Baton Bob is a man that has a baton, and he, like, marches by himself down the street in, like, a tutu.
Nah, I ain't
seen and that Baton man's Bob. Been doing that for, like, at least a decade, I believe.
Yeah, no, I ain't been down now.
Right. And you know, most people are like, what the fuck? Like, what is he doing? But then he don't care. Like, he does it consistently. Mm. And Tom Bob is ripped. So, if you go up there talking some funny shit, look like he'll beat you with that baton.
I'm gonna have to go and see what his Baton Bob looks like now that you mentioned that. But it'd be a lot of people just downtown doing a lot of things, for real, for real. The last time I was down there was for that 21 Savage birthday party.
Uh-huh.
And I went back to, like, my, like, being a teenager. Because that was, like, the most time that I spent down there over there at Five Points. So, oh, wow. That's Baton Bob.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look, he got his own Wikipedia. Yeah, this man done got serious.
Wow.
Wow, you got his own
page. He got an Instagram. Click on that. I am. Wow.
We doing this like they can see what we looking at.
I mean, I'm going to post it. I'll post it. But.
But yeah, that's just. No. Wow. I love people being free and not concerned about how others feel. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, when I was in college, you'll have, like, cool kids, kind of like high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, damn, they, you know, these are cool kids. They got the nice cars, nice clothes. Mm-hmm. But they was really fake. Like, they were the fakest out of all the okay. kids. Because a lot of that stuff is substituting for a lack or something else.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then I'm like, you know, these kids, they really kind of lame, right? So, but the real cool ones were the actual nerds because they were just being themselves.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, these nerds cool as hell. I'm about to hang with these nerds.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, if they do decide to shoot up the school, they'd be like,
oh, God.
They'd be like, you, my friend, you need to leave now. I'm like, I'm not asking no questions.
But you know, don't come to school that day.
Right.
Nah, pretty, but it's crazy, though. We need to do something about these kids going to school with these weapons. So, it's crazy. But nah, them kids, like, the kids in school who was, like, the outcast or whatever, out there living their best life, playing, reading, and doing homework and all that kind of stuff.
Right. And they could focus more because they're not trying to keep up with whatever's trendy at the moment. Like, they could study, they could do their homework. They basically gonna graduate while, you know, you out here looking cool and failing.
So, I don't know what type of kid I was in high school. Like, what I would be classified, what type of group I would be classified in. I honestly have no idea. But I will say in college, I don't know. I don't know if it's because of the school I went to. It was just different. But, I mean, you all knew, like, because I went to a PWI, most of the black kids, like, most of the black students or whatever, we recognized each other from, like, BSA events and a lot of the other, like, black things that we did. Mm-hmm. But I would still hang around, like, you know, a certain type of people. Right. Like, I would try to find people that I could, you know, kind of be myself around and relax around and not have to try hard or anything like that, because I was already trying to get to the point to discover who I was. And I feel like that's what college is anyway, trying to figure out, you know, who you are, what you like, what you don't like, all that kind of stuff. So, like, in school, I joined this organization, Amnesty International. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know what that is, it's a human rights organization. So I joined that, and I ended up becoming the president of my school's chapter in my junior year.
Okay, congratulations.
Thank you. So even that, I was thinking about becoming a lawyer. Like, I got the LSAT book and was like, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and graduate, and I'm gonna be a lawyer, like, a, you know, a civil lawyer, and help people and do all these kind of things. But then on the backside, I start learning more about what it takes to be a lawyer, how to start, types of cases, the, like, how people feel when they finish a case, how people feel when they're on a case, you know, doing, like, a lot of research before I just dove into it. So I'm just saying that, like, to say I'm one of those people that would literally, once I get an idea, I'm like, yep, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go all in for it. And I'll start it and then just kind of be like, okay, yeah, nah, that ain't it. So I've always had trouble trying to figure out exactly what my passion is or what my purpose is.
And you know what? I deal with that too. It's kind of like, I feel as though I always had ADD, mm-hmm. right? Where I'm good at so many things, mm-hmm. but it would be much easier if I was just great at one. Mm-hmm. But it just goes to the passion and the creativity, because I'll get bored with one. Mm-hmm. So the more I learn and the more I do, it's like, oh, I fell in love with this thing.
Yeah.
And I want to focus on this now. But 6 months later or 6 years later, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I want to try something else. Mm-hmm. Then I may come back to the old thing. Kind of like women.
I'm just playing. Get out or something. You know what?
Toxic masculinity is,
like,
back.
This is not that type of podcast. Hold on, because we don't do that here. No. But real quick, I do want to say the quote though, because we talking about, like, the jack of all trades and stuff like that. So if you ever heard that quote, jack of all trades is a master of none. So the other part of the quote that people never mention, it's a jack of all trades is a master of none, but oftentimes better than a master of one. So I used to think, like, the same thing. Like, I'm picking up all this stuff that I'm good at. I haven't really completed the master or knowing exactly if this is the one or if this is it. And I would, like, beat myself up about it, because I'm like, dang, here I am again. I didn't start at something, and this ain't even it. But I started thinking, like, well, after I, you know, actually read the full quote, I changed my mindset about it. I'm like, well, actually, because I have tried so many things, I'm, like, increasing my knowledge and you know, expanding my experiences and knowledge on things. So.
Right.
I was like, oh, actually, it's a good thing. Right. I'm closer to figuring out by knowing all these other things that I've tried.
Right. And that's like most people, I never knew the second half of that quote.
Yeah.
Which is a beautiful quote.
It is.
Right. And it makes way more sense than just the first half alone. Mm-hmm. Because I try things and learn things just to put that folder in my brain. Mm-hmm. And plus, I don't know if I read it somewhere, but, you know, as you get older, time speeds up, mm-hmm. you know, and the only thing that could possibly kind of slow it down is when you learn new things. Mm-hmm. So it's my way of trying to slow time down. Mm-hmm. And my greatest benefit of learning something new or learning how to do something is I don't got to ask somebody for shit. Right?
I can do this myself.
Right. I hate relying on mm-hmm. other people to do things, you know, whether it's a skill, a trade, or, you know, just something. So it's just so much better to do it yourself. Mm-hmm. And plus, you got YouTube. You know, like, can you imagine trying to do, you know, do stuff back in, like, the 80s or the 70s where you got to write a letter and be like, hey, you know, I'm taking this TV apart. What do I do next? Write a letter. And they send a letter back, like, 5 days later, like, okay, screw out the bottom part. Mm-hmm. Now you're like, shit, I screwed out one screw. Now I got to write another letter. So all that information is out there for you. Mm-hmm. But with that being said, it's almost like you become way too lazy, you know, because you know it's out there. Mm-hmm. You're like, you know, I don't got to fight for this information. I don't got to pay for this information. So true. I'll get it whenever, you know, I'll look it up and I'll do it. Mm-hmm. But it also, you know, it takes a lot of dedication and drive to make that commitment to want to learn and do things. Like, I done learned so much random stuff through my life. But and I keep on learning because I want to try to do random stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Like, okay, one random stuff I learned is how to modify legally, mm-hmm. not illegally, a single stack AK-47 into a double stack magazine, so it could go from shooting, say, 9 bullets, mm-hmm. 10 bullets or whatever, to like shooting a whole 40-round magazine, and that's legally, you know. But you know,
look, I ain't shooting YouTube details with people.
Yeah, but you know, a friend of mine showed me, and I was like, damn, now I'm.
Go ahead.
They need to hear about how I modified it, right? Mm-hmm. So, you ever seen like a Pez dispenser?
Yeah.
I could do the same thing.
You know what?
Get it out. Shoots out sweet tarts.
Get out. Get out. You gotta go. You tripping.
Okay, other random shit. Like, mm-hmm. I like water. I love water, right? Mm-hmm. I always wanted to live by a lake.
Okay.
I couldn't have a lake, so I made a pond.
Really?
Yeah, I made a pond in my yard.
You have a pond in your yard?
I dug it out myself.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It got fish and everything in it.
Have you ever told me that?
I probably posted some pictures, but I never... It was during what I was... the process of doing it, but mm-hmm. I never posted the finished result because it's still not finished.
I want to see your pond.
Like, I got to add, like, the moss and, uh-huh. you know, more. I haven't... That's another issue with being creative. Sometimes you don't finish when you should.
That like, part.
I jumped on the other shit. So mm-hmm. hopefully I come back to it. Mm-hmm. But it's about 80, 90% there.
Okay.
Like the fish are already like big.
You got pictures?
I gotta look for some pictures.
Okay, yeah, look for some pictures. I wanna see something when we finish. Cause that's cute.
All right. Mm-hmm. And like currently, I'm working on like restoring like a classic car. Okay. Something that I've never done before. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even really work on cars unless it's like changing the oil, light mm-hmm. bulb, you know, basic maintenance stuff.
Yeah.
So, this is something totally new. Mm-hmm. Right? That I just...
What kind of car is it?
It's an old 68 Chevelle that I just jumped right in and like...
What?
Let me make this...
You done added something to your list.
All right. All right. Maybe I shouldn't say that. Well, nobody knows where I live.
So. Look, we're not going to give your information out. We ain't getting information out.
Yeah. But it's just, to me, it's just random shit that, you know, you come across and you be like, you know what? Mm-hmm. I always wanted to do this. Why not? Let me just do it.
Yeah.
Right. And plus, if you work hard, mm-hmm. you know, and you got the means to get certain things that you always wanted, mm-hmm. get that shit.
Thanks.
Right? If mm-hmm. I always wanted a 1,000-piece Lego set,
go ahead and get it.
I'm going to go get that Lego
Amazon
set.
Amazon got them.
Right.
You can get a lot of stuff off Amazon.
I'm going to actually get that Lego set with the Thanos glove, the Infinity Gauntlet.
That's a Lego set?
Yeah, they got one. I think it light up, too.
I know they have the Office Lego set I saw. I would love to get that. If anybody want to get me for Secret Santa, you know, I would really like that. Right. The Office is one of my favorite shows. And film is actually, since it's, you know, The Office and Passion and Purpose. I love film. Like, I've written some scripts, like short films. I appreciate short films. And I always wanted to have my own movie production, like a studio and all that. I used to do film when I was in high school. Like, that's where I learned how to edit. My video production teacher, my mama didn't like it, first of all, because she thought something was wrong with it, because this male teacher has taken a liking to her daughter, her teenage daughter. And I would stay after school, and he gave me my own office.
How old was he?
He was married with like 2 teenage kids.
That's even worse. But how old was he?
I don't know how old he was. Like, I don't know. He was, you know,
was he old or
kind of? I don't know. He was like in his 40s or something.
Damn.
But yeah, so he was like in his 40s or something. With your own office? Okay. Yes, I had like my own office. Like, in when he was in one building, like, he made sure I like the space. I had a space for me to go back there and edit. I had a key to the room and everything. And then we moved to the other building. Same thing. Like, he used his, storage room and then gave me the key to it. Mm-hmm. And he set the computers up back there for me to edit back there. But, yeah, like, he would have me help him edit, his work, like, his actual, like, work videos. Not the school stuff, but he had, like, his own, like, you know, film company and stuff. So he would teach me how to edit, and I would edit some of the stuff for him. I remember editing a wedding video.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now and I know what he was
Final,
doing.
And I used, like, Final Cut Pro. He was trying to get me to work for free. Yeah. He was getting me to work for free while he was, you know, teaching all that. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes. So I was back there, you know, helping him edit stuff. He was, you know, teaching me and all that kind of stuff. So it was cool. Like, I learned a lot. And he had movie posters all over his room. So he would give me the movie posters. So that's when I really started getting into film. But I was big into, like, TV and movies anyway. Like, my mama, horror movies, okay? If I had to do a genre, it'd be horror first.
Right.
Like, my mama kept a collection, okay? Kept a collection of movies. So we watching movies all the time. She was recording movies off TV. You remember how you had the VCR? And you had the blank videotapes?
You had to hit both the things. You had to hit
play and record at the same time.
Yeah.
I recorded freaking movies and shows off the goddamn TV just so we can have that movie on the tape. So I was really big into movies. And documentaries too. Like, I love like those docuseries. Mm-hmm. I love stuff like that. And that is something I still want to do. So I know that is definitely a passion of mine, because I still long to do it, and I'm still like working towards it. Like, even editing content for my podcast and my brand, like my papers.
Mm-hmm.
I take a lot of time to like do some of that stuff. Doing that. I'm still writing scripts. Yeah, so it's gonna happen for me. As long as I keep working towards it and keep putting positive energy into it. I know.
Well, what has stopped you?
Honestly, I feel like having a team, or thinking I needed a full team to work with me on stuff. Like, because the ideas I have, I'm like, I need multiple people to try to, like, record this, you know. And then I think, too, like, where I would second-guess myself and be like, oh, that's not good. Like, it's not a good idea, you know? And that would stop me. But right now, what's stopping me is I feel like I have so much. I have put so much on my plate where I need to assess what I'm doing, like, throughout all spaces. That's, like, work, other things that I put in my energy into, and really decide on how I want to map everything out to put more focus on this, you know?
Right.
And trying to find people that actually want to help me do this. Because I have some very large scale ideas. And it took me a while, but I didn't like to ask people for help either. And then when I did ask people for help, then it'll kind of be like, it's not the help that I would give. It's not the same support I would give. So now just like trusting people too to help me do these things too. So,
yeah. Okay. Okay. After hearing everything you said, right? They're all excuses.
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
And being someone that has created short films, you know.
Oh, that's why he on here. He creative. That's his creative thing. He be making short films on YouTube.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So someone that has created short films, I went through that whole thinking process that you had.
Yeah.
Right. Until I reached the point that says, you know what? I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't care who's here, who's going to help me. I don't care what the scale is, the budget is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it, and I'm going to put it out. If it got one view or if it got a million view, it don't matter, because what I just did made me happy just to create.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also something, me finishing what I started.
Yeah.
Right? Because the technology now is so advanced to where you could actually make a movie. There have been movie releases in theaters that were shot with a phone.
Oh yeah, I definitely. First of all, we put so much money into the phone, so I got a camera.
Right, so the quality is there, and you can do it by yourself, right? Like it's you just gotta, like, say you say you got big ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can have big ideas. You continue to have big ideas, but you should also throw in these small ideas.
Yeah.
Right, small simple ideas, like you could shoot a simple horror movie, not even a movie, a short film, right? By yourself, you can use your dog as the star.
Yeah.
Right? It's so much shit. It just...
And I've seen it done before. That's why, and I know I stopped my own self. Like, you know, you are your own, whatever that phrase is. I can't think of it. But you know that. So it's like, I definitely know, and I've seen it done multiple times. Like, it's just, I have to...
And keep in mind, the more people that you're going to need and rely on, it's like the worst shit ever.
It's a headache.
Unless you're paying them, and you're paying them a good rate, it's the only way you can see the return in their efforts. Because if not, people going to be late. Yeah. People not going to show up. People not going to give a damn because they don't feel about your passion the same way you do, right? So it's always been best for me is to shoot, do stuff by myself, or find that one or two people that you know is down and have the same passion as you.
Yeah, like I feel like, you know, you put the good energy out there and be like, you know, I'm gonna find people that's on the same mindset of me, that has the same goal, the scope, this is, and like, if it's all aligned, I feel like it can definitely work, but it's just,
but even then, when you find people that are on the same page, y'all still gotta be on the same time, right? Like, one person might get off work at 3 in the morning, the other one might get off at 12 p.m. like, you just don't know. So it goes back to doing the simple solo shit, which to me trumps all of that, right? If possible, you just have to change your way of thinking and be like, damn, what kind of stuff I could shoot by by myself.
Yeah.
Like, I could do a nature shoot, right? I could be like, you could do a horror film where you're the actual stalker. So now it's all about, you know, the camera being first perspective where it's looking behind a bush or it's looking under a car. You know, it's creepy shit like that. And then...
True.
I haven't watched Tubi, but I know people, a lot of people watch Tubi.
Oh, yeah.
And they be like, boy, it is some... Anybody could get on Tubi.
Yo, so one of my teachers, he actually was not my teacher. I think he was my little sister's teacher, but he worked at the same, like, we all went to school together. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching Tubi. It's a show. And a scene come on where he like the doctor in the hospital. And I'm like, hold up. I know a face. I may not remember your name, but I will remember a face. And so he walks on camera and he's like the nurse or doctor or whatever. And I'm like, yo, I know him. And then another scene come on. And I think he was at like, he had on like a jean jacket and like a shirt or something like that. He was like playing somebody at the front desk or something. And I'm like, hold up.
Is this the same movie?
Yes. Stop. That's why I'm not going to say the show. No.
Damn.
So
he talented.
Hey, he played by four parts, okay? But he was in there, and I'm like, okay. Every time he kept popping up, I'm like, I know him. So then I went and did my little sleuthing stuff. So after the credits ran, I was like, okay, that's his name. I remembered the last name.
Mm-hmm.
Went on Instagram, put it in there, found him. Then I text my sister and was like, yo, you remember this man? And she was like, yeah, he went, you know, I was about to say this school. That was quick. Oh, that was, I almost looked up. But she was like, yeah, I remember him, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, wow, that's crazy. Like, he is his show. Like, he wrote it, directed, like, did all of that.
Yeah.
And it was his show. I was like, wow, that's crazy.
That's why you shouldn't wait, right?
Yeah.
You think of something, be like, you know what?
He was a whole teacher. Now he doing this.
This little idea. You know what? I'm going to shoot it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fuck it. Like, I'm going to just spend 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And let me see what I could make in 30 minutes. Because that 30 minutes could turn into 30 million.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But to me, it ain't even really about the money. Right.
Because
I create for me.
Yeah.
If somebody likes it, cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's, I like it. Exactly. I giggle to my shit.
That part.
Right. My shit makes me, like, I do dumb, goofy, I don't even know the type of humor. It's just silly as hell.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes me happy. Like, damn, this
is like, this is
some goofy shit.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the stuff I know is probably only me that thinks like that. So it makes me happy. It makes me proud. I'm like, damn, that was some creative, goofy shit.
Yeah. You know? That. The one that I saw that I kept replaying over and over again, it was the COVID one where you like walked in and it was like your friends at the table and y'all was drinking and stuff and then you walked in and you coughed and they was like, yo, where you from?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That was funny as heck. I kept watching that over and over again. So I get it.
And you see, with that one, it was just me thinking like, hey, what y'all doing tomorrow?
Yeah.
I kind of got an idea, but let's play it out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it was, the idea was there, and most of my stuff is not even scripted.
Yeah.
It's just freestyle. I work better when it's just on the fly, you know, because it's more natural, more organic when it's kind of on the fly. So...
So, like, I am on Pinterest a lot. Like, when I say a lot, I mean a lot. I have, so far, I have, like, 4,819 pins. And this is my second Pinterest account because I couldn't remember my password or email address to the first one I had. And I have over... 42 boards on my Pinterest. And I get on there a lot for like many different reasons. But I went on there one day and looked up how to find your purpose. and just to see what the response I was going to get, like what source I was going to find. Because for real, Pinterest is just like a nice little Google, for real. Mm-hmm. Pinterest got everything on there. So I've been doing a lot of journaling. Like, I journal a lot. Just ask myself questions, how my day's going, my thoughts, different things like that. So in my Pinterest, I found journal prompts. It's 10 journal prompts for finding your purpose. So I'll just read some of them off. Okay. What are your top 3 values? If you had to choose one principle to live by, what would it be? Then it's a finish this sentence. In my ideal life, I am. What unique talents do you have? How can you use those unique talents to better serve the world?
And that's to help you find your purpose.
Mm-hmm. It's just some questions on here. That's a lot of damn questions. Yeah, it's a lot of stuff. Because it's first figuring out who you are. What do you like?
Most people don't know. Your ideas.
That's why you have to know who you are. You have to figure yourself out. And a lot of that literally comes from experiencing things and asking yourself questions after you do stuff. Like, some of what therapy taught me is, if you're in a situation and something is going on, after you, either while you're in the situation or after the situation, to reflect on that and reflect on how you presented yourself in the situation. Why do you think you acted like, why do you think you responded that way? And it's literally just questions to basically like peel layers off of yourself, like to unravel and really get to the bottom of who you are. Like, and it's crazy because it's like kind of it's a good feeling, like a big awakening. Because mm-hmm. you can be sitting there and somebody has probably made you mad. We'll just do that. Somebody has just pissed you off. And you respond by, like, storming off. Right. And you're just like, okay, now, why did I just do that? Like, why did I storm off? And it's like, well, I feel like I had to storm off because I need to leave the situation. It's like, why did I feel like I need to leave the situation? This person started yelling. And I'm liking people yelling at me. Well, why don't you like people yelling at you? Right. Well, then when I was, you know, so it's just like a whole unraveling to just, you know, figure out who you are kind right. of thing. So I'm still trying to piece how my talents and what my values are and what I want to be like recognized for and how I want to, you know, do this. Still trying to piece all that together to now shape my passion into purpose. Okay, so now shape that passion into purpose. Because it's like, okay, now that I have this figured out, what do I do? Like, what do I do? And how is this going to help? Like, you know, what is the purpose?
See, I think you dunk a little too deep.
What do you mean?
Right. Because it's easy. Like, my passion, I mean, my mm-hmm. purpose. Mm-hmm. My purpose is serving the Lord.
You know what? You know what?
Why would you laughing? Know what? I'm not laughing.
You know what? Go ahead. Continue.
That is my purpose. In this mortal life.
Yes.
Because I'm going to find my eternal salvation.
Okay.
Only through the locks of Jesus Christ. And by locks, I do not mean dreadlocks. I mean those golden locks.
Oh my gosh.
That matches the golden gates.
Oh my gosh.
No, but yeah.
I'm not playing with you.
My purpose is not serving the Lord. My purpose mm-hmm. is serving those I love. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. My parents, yeah. my siblings, my mm-hmm. aunt. It's like I get joy. It's kind of like a gift and a curse. Mm-hmm. you know, it's frustrating at times, but I feel as though, like, it's what I'm supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Right? I'm pretty sure I get some other shit that I'm supposed to do, too. But that is very high on my priority list. Mm-hmm. It's very important to me. If it's a top three...
So, is it a priority for you, or is it your purpose?
Both.
Okay.
Right? Because you can have a purpose and not even bother mm-hmm. with it.
Yeah.
But if there's a top three list of priority and purpose, family will come first. Mm-hmm. Right? And sometimes I wish it didn't, because sometimes you need to put yourself first. Mm-hmm. Right? And even if I do a list, I might come on that third or fourth.
Yeah.
Which shouldn't be the case. It should be second. But I think that's my purpose in life is to serve my loved ones. Mm-hmm. Right? And the other shit that come after that, them, they cool too.
Yeah.
Like, create, you know, videos, you know, do
yeah.
do little things, you know, draw a picture, you know, things mm-hmm. like that. It's cool, mm-hmm. but that's my number one purpose. And, you know, I haven't started yet. Mm-hmm. Nick Cannon got a head start on me. But uh-huh. once I get rolling, mm-hmm. that's another purpose.
You gotta be able to just repopulate.
I have to.
Okay.
Right? We need more kids with tiny eyes. Eyes have gotten too big. We, you
know. Little eyes becoming a minority.
We need the little eyes, because this sun has been beaming out of nowhere.
I am not playing
you.
With
ever
you.
Go over a hill and the sun hits you while you're driving?
First of all, I wear glasses, first of all. So
it's safer.
No, honey, when the sun is beaming and I got these glasses on, it's like, Baba, oh my God.
Your eyes are big. You got to have little eyes, I'm telling you.
But I feel like, yeah, definitely as you grow older and do different things, like I said earlier, your passions and purpose can change.
Right. Or I don't think they should be, like, set in stone,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely. Because
mm-hmm. you could always change or come across a new passion, a new purpose. Like, your purpose could be helping other people find their purpose.
Very true.
Right? Which is kind of fucked up, because you can't find your purpose.
But that's your purpose. Your purpose is helping people find their purpose.
But it ain't like...
It is. You can do it in different ways. Right? No, it doesn't. You can do it fine. Like, I feel like you got to figure out how to combine your passion with your purpose. Like, I really feel like somehow I'm like, I get joy out of... For like helping people and like bringing people together, like uniting people, like spreading love and compassion and hope. Like right. I really find joy in doing that.
Right.
So somehow my passion gonna align with that to where it makes sense.
Right.
Somehow. Something about what I really love to do and how that it's gonna combine. I'm figuring it out. I'm figuring it out or whatever.
Right.
But yeah, as you grow, you know. Things can change. Like how you said, eventually, like when you start to have children, that can be altered. That can be switched over to that.
Right.
You know?
And another thing I just thought of is we got to appreciate and acknowledge people more because that could help them realize their purpose. See, that's something people don't really do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like they might walk away and be like, damn, he sounded really good. You know, if someone was singing on the street, like, damn, you know, I can give them a dollar. Yeah. But sometimes they need to hear that. Like, man, you really blew me away. You sound just like Donny Hathaway.
Reassuring people.
Right, with right, the guy. Right, right, yeah. right. They know they're talented, but sometimes they just need to hear it.
It does.
Right. Like, me saying that, I don't do it. So, like, the next time I go to a buffet, right, I want to talk to the cook. And let him know whatever seasoning he puts in that blue crab. Oh my God.
I am not.
You have made my life worthwhile. But that's just, you know, me saying that like, he needs to hear that.
He need to know that
that
he put his foot in that food.
if it ain't nobody, told
I'm gonna let you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. If you didn't season it the way you did, I might have ate like one crab. Mm. But since you put the right spices and the right amount,
tore them up.
Mm-hmm. They sometimes had to kick me out.
That reassurance is everything. Right. Let him know. That way he can continue to do what he do.
Right.
I feel that. I feel like if we took the time to really like hype people up, not fake hyping, but right. You know, like hyping people up, letting them know they got is good, and if not, then just don't say nothing. Like I feel like social media has really. It's a positive and a negative, of course, mm-hmm. but when it comes to people trying to showcase themselves and put themselves out there, you, of course, have, like, those people that come in with, like, negative comments. Because your mama should teach you, like, if you don't got nothing nice to say, maybe just don't say nothing. Like, just shut up and leave me folks alone. But no. if they good, because some people be thinking they be killing it and thinking they be, like, popping off and thinking they, but it's like, ooh, no, actually,
you gotta see how you're gonna take those negative comments, because mm-hmm. you could take it as criticism, yeah. or you could take it as growing thicker skin.
Yeah.
Right? So you can't just take out, like, you know, people just hating. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a word that was overused for over a decade. Depends on you.
Yeah.
On how you take it. Like, you always gotta look at the glass being, I say the ass being half full.
Little booties matter. Like,
no,
you know.
No Dominica.
Little booties, you know, matter.
No BBLs. We mm-hmm. looking at the ass being half full.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
mm-hmm. Definitely. Positive. All right. Positive. Take it as a positive.
Positivity. But... Mm-hmm. You know, don't put all this pressure on yourself to try to figure things out in 1 week.
Exactly.
You know, take your time, you know, learn, grow. You know, it's never too late to become somebody.
Never.
Like I said, like what Colonel Sanders didn't start KFC until he was like 90.
I watched Hell's Kitchen. And no, I'm not Hell's Kitchen. MasterChef. So I'm watching, you know, MasterChef. But I can say Hell's Kitchen too, because it's a new season that just came out where they have like young people versus older people. Mm-hmm. So you have like a group. He has like a group of like 20 to 29 year olds versus people like 39 up until like their 50s. Like started them off competing with each other, like red team, blue team, going against mm-hmm. each other. And you know they're going on freaking Hell's Kitchen. If y'all ain't never watched that show, watch it, because these folks 50 years old trying to get in there and compete against like these young folks. Then watching even Master Chef, how they're taking home cooks who just have like these regular everyday lives and get them into this position, so now they're in here cooking for, you know, Gordon Ramsay and mm-hmm. Aaron and Joe and all these other you know, top mm-hmm. chefs. Paula Deen was on there, and you know, I don't know what I'm talking about, but Morimoto, like all these people are on this show. And it was this one guy, he was like 62.
Mm-hmm.
He was on there, like just a regular average Joe, like a retired man. This other person was I don't know how old he was, but he was a sewer contractor. So it's never too late to chase after what you want to do. Never too late to actually chase your dreams and your purpose and your passion. Never too late, because first of all, time not real anyway. You create your own destiny. But yeah, y'all.
That's right.
Yeah.
And if your child like toilet bowls,
oh my god,
let him play with a toilet bowl.
Get your baby out that toilet water. No. Thank you guys for listening. Did you want to give out your like YouTube channel information or anything like that? Did you want
to say that? Okay, go ahead. They can get all that. So my YouTube is Affirmative Action Heroes. The / YouTube, whatever, you know, you can post mm-hmm. the link or whatnot. But if you can't find that, just search for Asian Robin and Black Batman. Because that's what we did. We gave predominantly white superheroes to minorities. Mm-hmm. And our motto is fighting racism one laugh at a time.
So y'all go watch that one too. But yes, tune in every Wednesday at 8 p.m. on ChinaMatch.com and Spotify Podcast and Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, so many other platforms. Bye, y'all.